This indication for correct dot CRAIG T like Tom, ODD, date of birth is 11/2/1966, date of accident 12/24/2024, date of service is 1/21/2025. The patient was referred from War Room Auto Injury Center and by Dr. Arvind Rodnik for further evaluation of the patient, who has got various issues. The chief of the complaints are severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in both the shoulders, radiation of pain to the left leg, inability to do ADLs. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 12/24/2024, around 9 a.m., when he was driving, restrained in a minivan, and was involved in a three-car accident. He was collided into a Jeep at 30 miles an hour. He was traveling at 5 miles an hour near Rochester University Drive in Rochester. He reported that he was turning left from Rochester Road to University Drive, and other driver was speeding through the intersection, rear-ended him. And another car rear-ended his car. And the other car, and then hit them again. So it turned out to be a three-car accident, all rear-ending accident. The patient was wearing seatbelts. Airbag did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness for 30 seconds. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. The damage to the car was $4,000. It was not total. The rear bumper was damaged. No damage on his side of the car. No car door was damaged. No damage to the windshield or glass windows. The injury resulted hitting the head to the steering wheel. He hit his back to the and there was a neck whiplash. After injuring his back to the seat, he started having pain in the neck due to whiplash as well as the back pain. He did not injure his shoulders directly into any car structure or hard structure, and I do not remember any chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. He denies any laceration, fractures, or bleeding. Patient chose not to go to the emergency room on the day of accident. He was in the ambulance when he was discharged after 30 minutes. After that, he went to a Extension Macomb Hospital, where CT scan was done, and also a Rochester urgent care 2 days later. The history of presenting illness is reported as follows. The patient has been complaining of headaches, which are mostly located to the back of the head. They are mild to moderate. On a scale of 1 to 10, he reported a headache around 7. And they are off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. There is additional symptoms of TBI, dizziness, loss of consciousness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and fearful of the events. Patient denies any vertigo. Patient denies any ringing in the ear. Patient denies loss of balance or loss of equilibrium. Patient denies seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, or confusion. Patient denies any nausea and vomiting. Patient denies blurred vision, spots in the vision, and loss of the vision field. Patient denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. In addition, patient reports of difficulty walking due to pain, fatigue. He reports of some incontinence of the urine, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, and lethargy. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or sudden anesthesia. Please review the records for the ADLs and for the detailed history of the pain. The pain are constants, they are as follows. Pain in the neck is 8, middle back pain is 8, lower back pain is 9. Pain in the right shoulder is 5, and maximum ability to lift the shoulder in abduction or traction is 90 degrees. Left shoulder, the pain level is 6, and again, he can only maximally lift up to 90 degrees. Due to the severe pain, he sleeps for 3 hours, he can walk up to 1 block, and he can sit 2 to 30 minutes and standing 10 to 15 minutes, and most of the ADLs are affected. A shooting pain is numbness, tingling off and on the right front thigh and the posterior thigh in S1S2 dermatome fashion. These pains are described as throbbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, and they are from 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. Modifying factors for the pain are described as sitting, bending, coughing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications. The patient reports of muscle weakness, especially of the left leg. He has had no falls or loss of balance. He has not been hospitalized since the initial accident. And the X-rays and MRIs have been done on the patient. At Northland Radiology, the MRIs were available at the time of discussion and will be described at the end. So far, he has had no procedures done, no injections, no surgical cure, only physical therapy. He has had 6 visits with the chiropractic and the physician there at Warren Auto. He is changing his chiropractor to Adam Rodnick or Rodnick chiropractor, where he will be seen for the visit. Please review the review of the system, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment, as well as legal history and personal history, and the ADLs. So the physical examination will be as follows. Blood pressure is 192 over 133. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 100. The patient is a 58-year-old African-American male. Height is 6 feet 2 inches, 330-pound obese guy. He is alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. The hydration is good, and the patient is operative, well-dressed. Hygiene is good. He is able to walk reasonably well without any limping. The gait is not antalgic. The patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. No acute distress. No shortness of breath or severe pain faces are noticed. Obviously, patient is obese guy. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. And the musculoskeletal examination reveals tender L4, L5, and S1 bilateral SI joint has been tender. He has a paravertebral muscle spasm in L1 to L5 and also C2 to C7 with no trigger points. The trapezius muscle and quadratus lumbar muscle are not in spasm. Hypotonicity of 1 plus was present. No trigger points are present. Range of motion of the cervical spine are as follows. The flexion is 40. Extension is 40. bilateral side flexions 35, and rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lehrman test was positive, distraction test was positive, Sotoal test was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test were found negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. CLR positive bilaterally. Dragar test was negative. Camp test was positive. Budzinski sign is negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joints were found tender with positive favor test and Gonsalan test, negative standing flexion test or compression test, then negative distraction test. In the extremities, except for both the shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the examination for the template for normal exams for the extremities. The right shoulder and also the left shoulder appear normal on inspection with no swelling or dislocation. And pain is present in the front and the back posterior part of the shoulder on moving the shoulder on actively. Active range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction maximally. And muscle strength is 4x5 bilaterally on the upper extremities due to the pain. And passive motion is normal. But the Hawken-Kennedy test bilaterally was positive. Near test was positive bilaterally. Speed test was positive bilaterally. Anterior-posterior apprehension test are positive bilaterally. And the diagnosis is as follows. Please review the diagnosis that is being enclosed with the paperwork that I'm sending. So they're all marked. Thank you. Plan of care is from the template. And treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue along with chiropractic treatment to affect the neck, mid-back and lower back, both shoulders, sacroiliac joints, and muscle spasm. Active massage traction is ordered. Role of acupuncture is ordered. And patient is allowed this disability work, hospital replacement, and the transportation help. Urine drug screens are ordered. Patient is advised a back brace and a neck brace. He's provided with a Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets for pain relief. Voltaren gel is provided 3%, 200 gram for pain relief. His maps have been reviewed. Police report is also reviewed. In addition, the MRIs that are available are as follows. Cervical MRI shows a foramen stenosis, C23, C34, central canal stenosis, C34, C45, and mild central canal stenosis of C5, C6, herniated disc at C6 and C7. And in the thoracic spine MRI, there is a disc herniation at T12 and L1 level, and a bulging disc at T11 and T12. Lumbar spine MRIs show multiple level of disc involvement, disc herniation with the mild to moderate central canal stenosis and bilateral foramen stenosis, beginning from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 to L5-S1. The disc herniations. The shoulder examination reveals the left shoulder MRI, supraspinatus tendinopathy and or intersubstance tearing, mild degenerative changes, AC joint, mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. Right shoulder has a supraspinatus tendinopathy with fraying of the articular surface fibers, mild degenerative changes of the AC joint. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Review of the available MRI, I just did interventional pain procedures. Patient is being informed that he will benefit from LASI times 4 and CESI times 2 to begin with, and possibly one or two injections to the SI joints. Surgical options are being considered by all the doctors and providers that are together, and is being referred to a spine surgeon for further referral. Neuropsych evaluation is going to be done once the MRI for brain with neurocon compositive. Provision of attended care and caseworkers. Well, attended care has not been ordered, but caseworker is not warranted or wanted by the patient. Past medical records are order released from previous providers. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered. DM is already discussed. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. And physician contact is yes. Thank you.